This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Back in 1955, when Dwight Eisenhower was in the White House, an American suburban sprawl wasn't quite so sprawling, the Harris family started staging a rodeo in a place called Cowtown. It's not in Texas or Wyoming. It's in New Jersey, just off the turnpike. And after all these years, it's still going. NPR's Frank Langfitt paid a visit.
To get to Cowtown from the south, take I-95 to the Delaware Memorial Bridge and cross into southern New Jersey. Just before you hit the turnpike, get off on a two-lane road that runs past the sod farms, cornfields, and livestock of Salem County. It's like a patch of Iowa just off the Northeast Corridor. Grant Harris puts on a rodeo here every Saturday night in the summer. He says people are always surprised to hear what he does and where he does it.
So many people have a very skewed conception of New Jersey. They think of Jersey as Joysey. You know, you ride around in Salem and Cumberland counties, it's mostly all open farmland and beef and dairy and vegetable farming, grain farming.
Countryside like this gives New Jersey its nickname, the Garden State. Cowtown is commuting distance to several cities, but suburban sprawl hasn't arrived yet.
As the crow flies, we're about 20 miles from Philadelphia, not quite 10 miles from Wilmington, Delaware. Gloucester County, New Jersey, is only about 3 miles the crow flies north of us right now, and they're approving developments up there, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 houses at a time nowadays.
Harrises have lived here for at least 12 generations. Running the rodeo is a family business. Just after dawn, Grant and Katie, his 24-year-old daughter, bring the animals in from the fields. Grant looks at home. He wears a straw cowboy hat, jeans, boots, and spurs. The summer sun has left his face lined and ruddy. Opening and closing metal gates, they sort the horses for the evening's competition.
Bareback. Saddle bronc. Saddle bronc again.
Katie's on horseback. Using a whip, she tries to coax a bull down a wooden chute.
Easy, Kate. Well, that bull was looking through the fence at the other bulls, and at that time, she can whoop and holler and do everything she wants to do. Until he is looking for another way to go, there's no sense aggravating yourself or him. Now, see, he's looking at the chute now. Now he's got it on his mind.
Many of the people who work here are neighbors who grew up around the rodeo. Others come from out west. Marvin Nash is a rodeo clown. He spends most of the year in Cheyenne, Wyoming. But on summer weekends, he's in Cowtown, New Jersey. Nash isn't working tonight. He's wearing a neck brace after being blindsided by a bull.
I've been doing this 30 years. And this is the first thing that's ever happened.
Well, not the first thing. He's broken 6 ribs, busted his jaw, and suffered a punctured lung. But this was the worst. His wife, Darlene, describes what happened.
I was up on the hill, and I saw the bull come out, and he had his back to the bull. No one had said that the bull was going to come out. And when it hit him, I never saw anyone's neck snap back so violently. I mean, I just knew he was dead.
Darlene ran to him. His microphone was still on, broadcasting his words throughout the arena.
I heard him say, "I can't feel my arms and my legs." Well, from the front of the rodeo to when I got to him, the grounds, I started thinking, okay, do I have room in the RV for a wheelchair?
Marvin recovered. In fact, he went back out that night and kept performing. The rodeo kicks off at 7:30. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for kids. Nearly 3,000 people, many of them local, pack the stands. Events include steer wrestling and barrel riding. The prize money is modest. Betsy Harris, Grant's wife, writes the checks. The biggest payout this evening, $551 for first place in bull riding. The best-known bull rider comes from New England.
Hello, my name is John Constantinople. I'm 51 years old. I come from Prospect, Connecticut.
Constantinople grew up in West Haven, a middle-class suburb, just a few miles from the Yale campus.
People don't think of Connecticut as rodeo country. How'd you get into it?
My dad took me to rodeo and I watched a calf rope, and I was intrigued with that.
Where did you grow up?
I lived on 30 acres right in the middle of the city. So if I mean during the day I be on the beach, being a beach bum, then at night I was a cowboy.
Tonight he's drawn a mean bull named Kamikaze. That's the same animal that leveled Marvin Nash, the rodeo clown, and ruptured two of his vertebrae. In the bucking chute, Kamikaze rears up so high, he almost smashes Constantinople in the face. Out of the gate, he throws his haunches in the air, sending the rider tumbling into the dirt. Afterwards, Constantinople opens up and says he's been struggling.
I feel like I can pretty much ride everything, and I'm going through like a little slump and just fighting my head over it. This is the first time in probably 28 years that where it's not coming easy to me. It's always been easy to me.
Most of the other riders are in their 20s.
People are starting to tease me about my age because being at 51, I'm not supposed to be in this game. I just love riding bulls.
Is there a point at which you would get out?
Yeah, I'm starting to think about it. You know, the problem is when you've been like me successful through the years and all of a sudden things are not going right, you start thinking, is my time gone? Have I had my run? And then again, when I get home, that same desire will make me straighten it out because I'm going to quit when I'm ready to quit, and that's what it is.
Grant Harris wonders about his future, too. He's sitting on 1,200 acres. Because Cowtown is so close to cities, real estate agents say the value of the land has soared over the years. Harris says developers routinely make offers.
When you get up over $25 million, you start getting my attention. And it's been over that before.
Harris hopes to pass the rodeo on to his daughter, Katie. But he knows that at some point, the money may be irresistible.
The place is not for sale, is what I like to say. But if somebody offered me what I think is way, 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 way too much money, I'd be foolish not to consider it. The fact is, they're making people a lot faster than they're making this land, and it won't be today or tomorrow, but sooner or later, I imagine a lot of this will be built on. I hope I'm not around to see it.
Until then, the Cowtown Rodeo continues. Every Saturday night from May through September, amid the pasture land of South Jersey, and just a few miles from Exit 1 on the Turnpike. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
You can see some of the Cowtown Rodeo stars in action. There's video at our website, npr.org.